Hi, this is Marcella. We were comparing a survey, but since the call dropped.
Right, I had answered another call, and I came back and you were gone.
Oh, I see. Not a problem. Could you please help me to complete the survey? It's just a couple of minutes.
How much longer?
Just a couple of minutes.
Okay, because someone is coming to my door in a few minutes, and I can't walk that well, so I have to take time to get to the door.
I see. Not a problem. I would try to...
So health care is important. And yes. What else? I told you two other things.
Yes, healthcare was the last one. You chose immigration and raising of cost of living.
Okay.
And now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris?
Democrat, all the way.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Democrat all the way. Okay. For Kamala Harris or for Joe Biden, whoever's going to go up for Democrat.
Understand. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic
Party. She is already the nomination.
Okay.
Understand.
If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
I'll be more
motivated
to vote.
Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one says, restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
I don't think she restricts any rights.
Okay. So do you think this trait describes her, really describes her, somewhat describes her, describes a bit, really does not describe her?
Does not describe her.
Okay. The next one says, governs with an iron fist.
With what?
Governs with an iron fist.
I didn't understand the last words you said.
Governs with an iron fist?
Narrow? You said narrow. Spell that for me.
G-O-V-E-R-N.
Right, I got that part.
Okay, with an iron fist.
Oh, iron. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does.
Okay, is this really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Describes her.
Somewhat or really describes her? Or describes a bit? No.
It describes her.
Okay. The next one says, is a strong black woman?
Yes, it describes her.
Okay. Represents the AAPI community.
What's that again?
Represents the AAPI community.
What's AAPI?
It's One second.
Just leave that one in. What?
It's okay. We can skip that one. The next one says, is tough on crime.
Describe, sir.
Okay. It's prepared to be president.
It describes her.
Okay. It's someone young girls can look up to.
Yes, it describes her.
And fight for all of us.
Yes, it describes her.
Now,
how much more?
We're on the 70% of the survey. We're about to finish.
You got to hurry up because,
Let me read you this as fast as I can. Now I'd like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, and much less favorable, or no difference. The first one says, Kamala Harris is doggingly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in.
Yeah, I have somebody. I told you somebody has to come into the door. Oh. I'm going to have to go. Thank you.
Can I call you later or maybe tomorrow?